USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Five current and former State Department staffers have been barred from giving statements as part of the House impeachment investigation. The depositions were scheduled to run through October 10th. Lawmakers are doubting any State Department officials will show up, given the forceful statements from Secretary Mike Pompeo. In a letter to the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he said there's no legal basis for the committee's threat, that the failure of the officials to meet their timeline for documents and testimony would constitute obstruction of the impeachment inquiry. Former Republican Chris Collins of New York has pleaded guilty to insider trading charges. During the congressional picnic at the White House, he admitted to making a call to his son, telling him about a failed drug trial which he served on the board of that company that allowed his son and associates to dump stock. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180 square mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
A comedian has won a copyright lawsuit. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Jerry Seinfeld's the winner of the copyright case over his hit Netflix show Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, as a judge ruled in Seinfeld's favor over a former collaborator who claimed he came up with the idea. The suit was tossed after the judge cited the statute of limitations. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee debuted in 2012, and it showcased many celebrities, including Eddie Murphy, Howard Stern, Alec Baldwin, and quite famously, then-President Barack Obama.
I'm appreciably cooler than I was in 2 minutes ago.
Yeah. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 344 points, the S&P down 36, and the NASDAQ down 91. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Artificial intelligence already touches the lives of almost every American. But what does the future hold for this powerful computing tool? Hundreds of experts from across government, academia, and industry are gathering in Chicago this week for the U.S. Department of Energy's Innovation X Lab Summit on Artificial Intelligence. The host of the summit, Department of Energy Secretary Rick Perry, is focusing on effective ways that AI can be harnessed to make life better for all Americans.
By combining the power of AI with the capabilities of our supercomputers, including four of the fastest in the world, we can speed scientific discovery, increase energy efficiency, and improve environmental sustainability.
Paul Kearns, the director of nearby Argonne National Laboratory, says that Chicago is the perfect location for the summit.
Chicago is the place for artificial intelligence. It's home to Argonne and Fermilab, two of the Department of Energy's national laboratories. We also have a host of major research universities, the University of Chicago, Northwestern, University of Illinois, Chicago, IIT. Chicago is a technology hub. It's a place of major innovation to really drive our research in artificial intelligence.
The Department of Energy is redefining what's possible in supercomputing and artificial intelligence. Visit energy.gov to learn more.
You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com.